Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan. You can check us out on the TV side on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, September 20th, 2021. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Good morning, EB. Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello, everybody. Hope it's a good Monday thus far.
And back from Pebble Beach, Jason
Morning.
Bishop.
Morning.
A lot of people on Friday were thinking that you skipped out on the show because Heineke shined.
Oh, I'm surprised you guys didn't call me in my hotel room on Friday morning.
But
I told you he was great.
We had to set him straight. It was a planned trip to Pebble Beach, which we'll get into.
I did not call out Heineke.
Yes.
You did not.
I did not do that.
Got the boys behind the glass, our producer's drab t-shirt, and a victorious Matt Valdez. Hell of a game last night, Valdez.
Yeah, Valdez. I was there. The bank was rocking. The
bank was open on Sunday.
Yeah.
And it wasn't looking good, but then in the fourth quarter, you forced a couple of turnovers.
I thought the Ravens can't come back from behind, Cakes.
I mean, just a magical game for Lamar, who threw a couple bad interceptions early. But, man, really great game for him overall. You guys pick off Patrick Mahomes in the fourth quarter. You seal the deal with the Edwards-Hilaire fumble. And then just a gutsy fourth down call. At the end of the game, they recover a fumble. Kansas City has three timeouts left. The Ravens have the ball on their own, what, 37-yard line, something like that?
I thought it was 43, but
maybe so. Right around there, whatever. You're in your own territory. You can punt the ball. Kansas City doesn't have any timeouts left. It's a minute left. You're going to pin Kansas City inside their 20. They go for it on fourth down because they've got the, what is it, a Yale guy or Princeton guy?
They got a smart guy.
Yeah, Yale.
He's
a Yale mathematics genius. And
I mean, it's straight out of Moneyball.
Statistical genius. You act like it's hard to get into Yale.
Well, it's a shame that game was played.
Well, look, it's one thing when if the Yale guy is going to tell you, look, this is what the math says, you should do it. Okay. It's a great decision if it works. If it doesn't work, then it's a stupid decision.
Well, I think also you can't just say it was strictly the Yale guy because, I mean, you could see in the highlights, Harbaugh asked Lamar, you want to go for it. Lamar said, yeah.
Well, you know Lamar's going to say yes.
The post-game presser, Harbaugh said, I already knew I was going for it.
Right, yeah.
But last week, the Ravens let Derek Carr march down the field in 35 seconds to hit a game-tying field goal.
Right.
So give Mahomes over a minute.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It was fresh in their memory. They're like, this is not happening again.
Not in our place.
We're just going to end this
year. You know what? It's not a gutsy decision. It's the correct decision.
That's probably was.
Correct.
I just think it was a shame that it was played in the dead of the night because, you know, I stayed up pretty late. I only watched the first half, though.
I couldn't let it go. I watched the whole game. It was awesome. Lamar finishes the game 18 for 26, 239 yards passing with one touchdown. He did have the two interceptions early, but he also ran for 107 yards and two touchdowns.
Sure. He had 41.26 fantasy points last night.
That's a good amount. That's a good number.
Where is he on the rushing leaders already? I understand Derrick Henry had a bomb game, but Lamar's rushing ability is just unbelievable.
He leads the Ravens in rushing by a pretty wide margin through two games.
I think I win the early argument on, again, they can just fill in running backs, and they're filling in running backs. And they rush for, as a team, 251 yards, because the key to that rushing game is Lamar. They obviously have great blocking up front. I mean, sometimes it's amazing. You're watching, you feel like you're watching a team from 30 years ago because they've run no wideouts. You got like nine guys on the line of scrimmage. Everyone in a stadium knows they're going to run, and they run for 8 yards.
Lamar's third in the NFL in rushing with 193 yards right now, just 3 yards behind Joe Mixon. I mean, almost in second place
and his next opponent,
in rushing in the NFL.
His next opponent gets him on a short week. The Detroit Lions. You think he's not going to run for 80 to 100 against them?
Yeah, he should.
I would think he would.
Yeah, Henry leads with 240, and then, like you said, Mixon, and then Lamar.
Lamar even had, before halftime last night, he tried to do a stiff arm. Right on the line. It wasn't super successful, but it was impressive along the line of scrimmage. It was almost Henry-like.
I mean, he basically tossed the dude out of bounds.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not as physically imposing as Derrick Henry, obviously, but...
No, but it was a tough move.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it really gained him any yards, but it was impressive nonetheless. Right.
But they're one of these teams, it seems to me, more than half the league is 1-1. I haven't counted it up, but so many teams are 1-1. I mean, look at the AFCs. The Bills, the Dolphins, the Patriots, all 1-1. The AFC North, every team is 1-1. Ravens, Steelers, Browns, Bengals.
Well, a team I'm not surprised is not 1-1 are the Jets, because they're terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there are some surprise 2-0 teams. I mean, Carolina at 2-0 is a surprise.
I think the Raiders are 2-0 or
Raiders
surprise.
Surprise at 2-0. I guess those are the two that come to mind.
Well, let's look at who are the 0-2s that we can just pretty much start to write off.
The Jets, you can bury them.
Yeah.
I think you can start keeping dirt on the Falcons' grave, because they look terrible.
If Wentz is hurt for any considerable amount of time, they're going to struggle.
Right. A team that should be 1-1, but they're 2-0, are the Cardinals.
Yes.
Because even though all of Kyler Murray's heroics, he threw for 400 yards. The Vikings had a chip shot. Well, I mean, it's a 37-yarder.
They got to make that.
That's a chip shot in the NFL.
Pretty much a chip shot, especially when you've hit, I think his name's Joseph. He hit 250-plus yarders earlier in the game.
And he should make a 37-yarder.
He blocks the 37-yarder to win it.
What hash was he on?
I think he was on the right.
The right is the harder
hash.
I
believe.
The right is the tougher hash. Always maintain that.
Oh, it was just a brutal miss.
I felt bad for Paul Allen, the Vikings play-by-play guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He botched it. It's good.
Oh no!
Yeah,
he missed it.
He did. Oh, that's devastating.
He old. It's good. Oh no!
How did he not watch the ref? And
he was
give
just
the
so
signal?
Prepped for the game winner.
That's a soul crusher.
That is.
He's been
time.
Around forever though, because I feel like we had Paul Allen on our show.
Yeah.
During when we used to do mock drafts, like legit mock drafts,
has been around
with guys 20-plus years ago.
He's a lifer.
Maybe he's lost his fastball. It's possible.
But I just think those guys get so fired up for their home call.
Let him signal it.
Right. Yeah. You get excited. You jump the gun.
Yeah, I guess so.
But it is,
you just assumed the 37-yarder was going to go.
Look, you can't assume anything with Washington, but that is good that the Falcons have started out 0-2, right? They've only put up 31 points in two games, giving up 80. That does bode well for us.
They look very yuck so far.
Well, there was a little period of the game where they got back into it. I think they closed it to within three after that touchdown to Cordell Patterson.
But then there was a pick six.
And then I think he threw back-to-back pick sixes.
And he went through a stretch of like 100 and I think they flashed 184 pass attempts without a pick until he threw. How many did he have? Three yesterday?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Now, the second pick six, he just got absolutely mauled.
Mm-hmm.
But one of those things, back-to-back pick sixes, and on the other side of that coin, Tom Brady had 5 touchdowns.
Right. He's ageless. It's unbelievable.
Valdez got to enjoy a game. He was there. I saw you took a picture of like a homeless guy, or what was going on there, Valdez?
Oh, I took a picture of the stadium.
Oh, it was just I don't know. I saw somebody, maybe they just zoomed in on this guy.
He took a wide shot. He took a wide shot of M&T Bank as he was entering.
Why would I take a picture of a homeless guy?
That doesn't make any sense.
Who knows?
There was a homeless guy in the picture.
Yeah, but it was a spur of the moment thing, right? Because our sales guy,
Sam actually asked me as I was finishing golf at Potomac Shores on Sunday.
Rough life.
I know. Yeah. And so he told me he had an extra ticket for me. And so I had.
Did you have plans? I got that mentally is because you know you got to get up.
You're a planner too.
Trust me. I was doing the pros and cons in my head.
Yeah, there's a lot of mental gymnastics going on there.
I know. Then I got to figure out. Well, am I going to stay at my parents after the game? And
yeah,
I got to see if that's doable from them. It was a whole rigmarole.
What are you going to wear? Do you wear purple? Do you wear black? Who knows?
Yeah, what did you wear? Did you wear jersey?
Yeah, I wore my signed Lamar jersey.
You did?
Yeah, big flex.
That's a big.
Did you get to bring somebody?
No, Sam just gave me one of his tickets.
Solo ticket.
But it was fun. It was but fun.
Yeah.
Although, you know. Sam's funny because he tells me, you know what? I got you a parking pass and a tailgate pass and everything. Yeah, right. And the parking pass was so clutch.
Oh, yeah. It's the best.
Yeah, and I go, you know what? He got me a tailgate pass.
Yeah,
silly. And you know what he did? He got me a ticket to the pregame show from 105.7. I'm sitting there watching Vinny Serrato talk about the game with a bunch of Eddie from Centerville.
Were you nice?
What do you think? It looked like a Knights of Columbus.
By the way, did Sam, who's a notorious Lamar hater, is he changing his tune after last night?
You know what? Sam sure does hate Lamar Jackson, but I saw him thrusting his hips in the air every time he ran into the end zone.
Right. Right.
That was a hell of a game. Hell of a game.
Yeah, if you're Cakes, though, do you like Lamar doing a flip on his last touchdown? Or would you scold him because you're notoriously who wants guys to play it safe?
I'm a curmudgeon, but I'm torn because, I mean, he is the quarterback in my high-stakes league. So if he wants to cartwheel into the end zone or flip into the end zone, as long as he's crossing the goal line, and getting 6 points, I'm all about it.
He didn't throw a pick on a 2-point conversion, did he?
No.
Yes, he did.
He did.
Oh,
he did?
Yep. Yeah, I thought so. Because I'm watching the replay. I'm like, I'm counting 3 interceptions, but they're only counting
they
two. Only,
yeah, they don't count
yeah,
that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, it goes without saying.
Not
he's great.
Hating, I just
he's great running. Yeah. There was one where it didn't even look like he was trying. I don't know if Valdez. I mean, he had so many great runs. Where honestly, I think he was running like half speed or 3/4 up the middle. And he just juked like 5 guys. And I think the commentators even said it looked like he wasn't trying.
Just cruising.
Yeah, he was just cruising. Just kind of picking his spot. Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way,
he's amazing.
His best weapon outside of the running game has been Hollywood Brown through 2 games.
Of course.
Mark Andrews off to a little bit of a slow start, but Hollywood Brown, if he can stay upright, I mean, that dude is making a difference for that offense. Playing well.
And if you're a Chiefs fan, it's the same issue. Your defense blows.
Your defense stinks. I mean, usually Mahomes is going to bail you out of that, but couldn't last night.
I mean, they gave up a ton of yards to Cleveland in their opener, and then now to Baltimore. Now, both teams are kind of running teams, but that's Cleveland's weakness.
And they addressed it. They tried to address that defense the last couple of years, and they still – look, you went against 2 really good offenses to open up the season, so you expect them to – the numbers to get a little bit better, but yeah, man, which – give up 36.
I believe the Chiefs next week, they host the Chargers. So they don't get a break as pretty high-octane offenses coming in, even though the Chargers didn't put up a ton against the Cowboys.
Well, all I know is just looking at that, I know we're going to go around the league. The Saints lost, right? Saints got
smoked. They got crushed.
Jameis
looked like Jameis.
What was his line?
I mean,
two picks. First of all, they only had 3 first downs in the first half of that game.
Right.
Well, I think they had less than 150 yards of total offense.
That didn't make any sense to me that game last week, so that makes more sense to me. But with the fact, so now I'm looking at the Washington schedule. 2 of the next 3, I think you know,
pretty good.
Why not?
Jameis was 11 for 22.
Well, I mean, if your boy's going to play like he did on Thursday,
if he stays healthy, he's going to be fine.
Jameis was sacked 4 times through 2 pickles.
Yeah, so we got the Bills this week. I think we're 9.5-point dogs.
Correct.
Right, so we're going to lose that. You know, which is. Take a miracle to win, but that's, you know.
Man, that's a big number.
That's a big number. And then the Falcons and Saints, you know, I feel like we got 50-50 shot in those games.
Week by week.
But those games don't look as daunting as they did just 3 or 4 weeks ago.
I'll be talking a lot of NFL throughout the show today. Week two, almost in the books. Of course, you got a big Monday night matchup. See if the Packers can bounce back against the Lions.
Most likely they will. I think they're like 11 or 12 point faves at home.
Yes. It's up to 12 and a half on FanDuel. Really? Yeah.
So we'll be talking a lot of week two in the NFL. Ryan Wilson, who covers the NFL for CBS Sports, he'll join us at 9. Keep it here. We're the Junkies on the Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Jason's back from Pebble Beach. Before we talk about your trip to Pebble Beach, quick shout out to my daughter. Turns 21 today.
Oh, nice. Wow.
Very good.
And I saw she just crossed 250,000 followers on her TikTok.
That is impressive.
That's nice. When we all get fired, you can live with her in her big mansion.
I don't know how you get paid by TikTok, but she's getting paid a couple...
I don't know. Well, she's got a YouTube
couple shekels.
She'll be in Sway House before you know it.
Yeah.
She's got to be making $3,000 a month.
Nah, I don't think she's there yet. But
she makes it with YouTube too, right?
She got a little bit of following there. Yeah, she told me that YouTube, she kind of breaks even because she spends a lot of money on a lot of her bits.
And all she does is eat cookies and
pretty much.
Pretty much all she does.
She's good at editing.
She's very creative.
Yeah.
I think she just did a video that had like 250,000 views, which was. She just eats stuff that she hates for a day, and she logs it. She'll just eat weird pregnancy cravings.
Please tell me foods that she hates.
That's weird.
Please tell me beets and cottage cheese were on her list of foods that she hates. Because those are foods that
avocados were on her list.
Nah, I think it was more basic. Like she just started off with oatmeal. It was kind of breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, things which she hates.
Cottage cheese and peaches. Silly. I was given that all the time as a kid.
I like peaches, but cottage cheese, no.
The cottage cheese is not necessary.
Anyway, she turned 21, and as Stevie turned 21 last week, so she can now have her first drink.
Yeah, she can finally taste the nectar of the gods.
I don't know. She's up in New York, right?
No, I don't think she went out last night because she's doing a lot of marathon training, and when I talked to her, she was like just beat. Mm. She ran 17 miles.
But she's back in New York.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
I know my daughters would be jealous at the 250K followers, though.
Oh, yeah.
You can follow her at The Hungry Foodie.
I mean,
if you're TikTok.
In college and you're bringing in income of, I don't know, $1,500, $2,000 a month, whatever it is, that is just a king's ransom.
It's massive.
So much money.
That's about the check I stroke to my kids every month.
I can't imagine what I would have been doing. During college, I had a monthly income of $1,500.
No.
I know what I would be doing. Spending it all on beer.
Yeah.
Couldn't spend that much on beer.
Sure I could.
$1,500 a month?
Easily. Are you kidding? During college, when all you do is make bad decisions?
Yeah, yes. Well, you're going to be going out and you're buying rounds for everybody.
Yeah, it would have been crazy.
I could have gambled it away. And pretty much did.
Could have done that, too.
And then you got to call your uncle for a loan.
Speaking of, how did we do with the parlay? I saw Drabby crowing that he hit his again.
Everybody else missed.
Everybody else missed.
Everybody else missed.
I don't even remember.
I took the Vikings.
I don't even know what to do anymore.
I took the Vikings on the money line. Their kicker stinks.
Branch out. That's what you should do.
Somebody took the Eagles on the money line.
I took the Eagles to win. And then, you
those
know,
are losers.
Why are you betting against my boys?
Didn't you take Dak Prescott over 306 yards?
That didn't go over. That was a much lower scoring game. Right. Well, it was an entertaining game. I didn't watch it.
It was a good game.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know, Drabs are our beacon of hope every weekend.
Well, that's good. I mean, I'm glad you did well.
Well, what does it matter? I'm with a bunch of a group of losers. We just lose week after week.
All right.
I don't even know why eventually.
Hey, you know
I set
though?
The table
you're
for the
part,
whole weekend.
You're part of the team.
Valdez did the reverse psychology, but he took KC laying 12 and a half.
It tilts me, by the way, because I explained why I took KC. And
right.
And if I would have taken the Ravens, I would have been a homer.
Right.
It tells me it's a lose-lose.
Right. You would have been right.
But it was like a hedge play, though.
Hey, you know what?
It was like an emotional hedge.
I actually used my head because I watched the Raiders game. And I saw our line play like poop. I saw our secondary play like poop. So I said, I don't know how the Ravens are going to be in this game.
Right. What's Harbaugh's record in prime time?
It seems
like it's really good.
I think he has the best win percentage active of coaches.
But if you want the actual parlay, Drab took Florida catching 14.5 against Alabama. Big fat winner. Then, Cakes, Eagles money line. JP, Vikings money line. EB, Dak over 306 yards. Valdez, alt line, KC minus 12.5.
He was
and
just
even
going
Aaron
for
Hawksworth,
a big score there.
Steelers, minus 6.5. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
You know what looked awful yesterday? Ben looked terrible through most of that game.
Did he?
He looks washed to me.
I saw him throw a nice deep ball to Claypool.
He's old and decrepit.
Wasn't he sacked a ton?
He got hit, I think,
10 times in the game.
That may be the case. He was far from impressive.
See, this is why Cakes' logic that he kept saying heading into the NFL season about how we're going to hit a parlay because we all know the NFL.
Yes.
This is why that logic is so dumb.
Because nobody
knows anything, and it's the most random league ever.
There's a lot of randomness to it.
You're correct about a lot
of that.
I
think I tallied 17 teams are 1-1 right now out of 32.
Well, the good news is we get back on the saddle tonight.
Yes,
we get the same Monday night parlay.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Oh, by the way, I donked off $15 from my account for that stupid parlay.
You did?
Yeah, because JP, the Vikings game all weekend, they took the money line bet off the board because they got into a car wreck. There were players.
Right. Everson Griffin, swerved. They missed a deer, got concussed.
I had to put the bet in before the Gators game. So the percentage went way down. I promised you guys $1,500. So I had to put a bunch more money in. Just donked it off. My dumb personal account that's got like $150 in it.
You know, just going forward, don't even put the bet in. Just say you're putting the bet in and save your money.
Because then he's going to be on the hook for it.
Because then it'll hit.
Then he'll be on the hook for it.
Yeah, you can always just say, you know what? I just didn't place it. Sorry, I'm not paying you.
I've already got a team in mind for next week. I've already got my pick ready to go. I'm ready. I'm ready.
Let me guess. It's going to be Wyoming because they're playing UConn.
No, I'm not. Not in the college game. The NFL game, which we know better.
Oh.
We know more about it, so we're going to hit it.
I got you.
Let me guess. A team that looked really good yesterday, you think they're going to continue rolling through the weekend. And then they come out lazy and fall flat
on their face.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Cakes is so predictable.
There may be something to that. You may be on the scent over here.
So I will never win.
Did you hit a bet for your guy that gave you the 10K for that account?
I didn't put that in. I don't know. I'm like even.
About even. All right. So
I did a bunch of Seahawks props. They didn't come through.
Yeah, Seahawks let me down.
How did they lose that game?
Pete Carroll celebrating at halftime like they won a playoff game. They come out and score 6 points in the second half.
Steamrolled by Derrick Henry.
Oh my gosh, he was a beast.
If you were facing him in fantasy yesterday.
Oh, like me?
Pour some out for you because your team got trucked.
So
I had him. I had him in one of my – I'm losing by 9. That's because I had Tua as my second quarterback.
He stinks.
Tua gave me 0.5 points.
Well, that's what happens when your ribs get all banged up and your team gets blanked and embarrassed.
Is that going to be the story of Tua's career? Small guy just going to keep getting hurt.
I mean, I don't know.
It's possible. It's certainly possible.
How long is he out for? Do they know?
They don't know yet. The x-rays were negative, but it could be a few weeks.
Yeah.
All right, so you got back from Pebble Beach. Tell us about the private jet. You're now like a veteran on private jets.
Well, I can tell you I'm very spoiled.
Yes.
I mean, I was just thinking about how I'm supposed to go to a wedding in Florida in December and, you know, fly regular jet.
Right, steerage.
I don't know if I could do that.
I don't even want to go to an airport ever again. You're going to feel like the people on the Titanic who were just desperate to get from the lower portions of the ship when it was just flooding with water. And Kate and Leo were just desperate to break down the gate and let everybody out. That's going to be you when you have to go back to flying with a bunch of dogs.
I don't want to go to an airport, Dulles, and wait in a security line.
Nope.
And wear a mask for 3-4 hours.
Because you have to explain to people, you just pull into the parking lot and walk into the plane.
You literally
right?
pull into the airport. Yeah. It's a
little private little thing.
It's Chantilly Air. Okay. So it's right in Manassas.
Yes.
It's right in Manassas. And the gate's open. You pull up right next to the jet. Mm-hmm. And you just get out and they say, just leave the keys in the car. And you just walk right. You walk like 10 yards.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's
unbelievable.
It's beautiful.
Right.
How many people in the private jet?
Well, there were 6 passengers, and then there was a flight attendant and 2 pilots.
So there were 6 of you. For some reason, I just assumed it was a foursome.
No, it was 6
My only experience that's even remotely similar was flying on just a hoopty, what appeared to be a prop plane, down like Charleston 15 years ago. I mm-hmm. thought I was going to die because they take you to a part of the airport that you'd never been to before, right. Where you're actually walking on the tarmac to board. I was like, this is weird. I'm going to die. that's what I thought.
Well,
Yours is much different from the sound.
Well, it was William Marriott's jet.
Oh, okay.
It's
the guy that was on The Bachelor. Was one
no,
of the Marriotts?
Evan Marriott.
No. This is the big dog. No,
right. That was Joe Millionaire.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing he's not related to the hotel family.
Right.
Yes.
No, it's his jet, and it's a. I guess it was considered a 10-seater.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, the seats are huge. They spin all the way around.
Right.
Well, you just lift this lever up, and you can spin all the way around and just talk to the guy behind you.
Does it? Kate said the question, does it fly faster? Like, do you get to your yes. destination a little quicker?
Yeah, because it can get higher.
Really?
Yeah, we were at 40,000 feet.
Uh-huh.
And it's just money, dude. I mean, I don't know. Words can't describe it.
When you get on the planes, everyone passes on.
So I got to thank my man Carl, by the way, who's the host.
Yeah.
And he just takes care of it. He's just money.
Do you have the same crew as before? The guys are passing around their gummies and the booze, and everyone's hammered by the time you get there?
None. Well, there was cocktails on the flight, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I waited until like an hour before we landed.
Uh-huh.
So I always like to tell myself, wait till 4 o'clock before you have your first cocktail.
You like to have some discipline
your rule?
When you're flying?
That's the
4 o'clock
rule?
Yeah, 4 o'clock.
Oh, I don't have that.
Because
rule.
If I start early, I'll be in bed early, and I'll go 3 hours, and I'll be out.
Right. By the way, you should look at a picture of what happened to Evan Marriott, Joe Millionaire. He's got a beard worse than Brian Fitzpatrick's.
Terrible. Oh, he looks terrible.
He looks like Santa Claus.
So no.
All right, but hold on. So
no shenanigans on the way out there?
No, but Thursday night. Okay, so we play Spyglass on Thursday,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't have any cocktails on the course. I waited until after the round, and we get back to the room. It's about a 5-minute shuttle ride back to the Pebble Beach to the resort. And then we start having a couple cocktails in this guy's room, and everyone's doing gummies. So actually, they went to the dispensary,
mm-hmm.
and they bought a bunch of gummies.
Not Haribos.
You should.
Yeah, because those are silly.
What?
The regular
Haribos that don't have the weed.
This is what Thomas C. Mooney spent at the dispensary.
The sugar high.
That's let me see.
That's nothing to him.
Yeah, it's nothing.
He just needs to get another client that allegedly committed a murder.
Right. So anyway, so
Spyglass, by the way, looks beautiful.
Oh, it's absurd. It's a 140 slope. It's the toughest course I've ever played. But
Spy report.
So we get to the Pebble Beach Resort, get back to the hotel, have a couple cocktails, and those guys are popping gummies. Mm-hmm. So they do it. They're for a living.
Right.
And I said, all right, I'll pop a 5 milligram. So right. I popped a 5 milligram. And for a couple hours, I didn't feel anything.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't do anything.
Nothing.
Right. Your big lurch probably needs 10.
Right. Well, then I popped another 5.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh, that put you over the top?
No. And then I said, all right, well, it's feeling a little bit better, right. But it's not doing much. And then we're getting ready to leave for the restaurant. It's a place called The Pocket, which is one of the nicest restaurants I've ever been to. Mm-hmm. I love it. I was looking forward to it for months I was looking forward to the pocket.
Did you have to dip into your pocket to pay?
That's another story. No. So before we leave, before we get onto the shuttle to go to the pocket, which is in Carmel, I popped what I thought was a 5 Uh-oh. Milligram, but it was a 15.
Oh, no.
So you've had 25.
So now I've had 25 milligrams of gummies.
So they're not clearly marked. There should be like a 5 milligram.
No, they were, but I think so. Guy says, here, just take one. And I didn't care. I just assumed it was a 5 or a 10, and I just popped it. It was a big one.
Big boy.
I swear to God, I couldn't function. I couldn't even talk. We get to the restaurant, and I was just a mummy.
You're just comatose.
I couldn't speak. I couldn't even talk.
This was the meal you were looking forward to.
Looking forward to for months. I couldn't even tell the waiter, I want a glass of water.
Right. Nothing.
I was just looking at people. My head was spinning, lightheadedness.
Right.
Were the boys joining? They're like, oh, look at this rookie.
Did they know? Oh, they knew. You could just look at me and know he was out of it.
Right.
You couldn't enjoy your lamb asabuco, which looks amazing.
I was
going to
get the short ribs, and because I got that last year, and it was incredible.
You weren't drooling or anything, were
No,
you?
But my mouth was so dry. Mm-hmm. I was chugging water, and my mouth was so dry. I had cotton mouth like I've never had before.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, something going on with the gummies that make you just really dry, and I hated it.
What's the effect on the other guys?
And I was just looking at the other guys, and they were all having fun, and we were drinking and talking to each other, and they just kept looking at me going, you're out of it. So I just looked at my man Carl. I said, I got to go.
So you left the meal you were looking forward to?
I stood up. I almost fell into the table next to me. And I barely got outside. My man Carl called the shuttle, says, yeah, this guy's got to get back to the hotel.
Right.
I waited out there for 5 minutes. Shuttle picked me up, went home, went to sleep.
What's the effect on the other guys? Is it just like a buzz?
No, I mean, it depends on how many you take. If one of the other guys took 25 milligrams, they probably would have been the same condition as me.
Right.
But some of those guys, they just keep popping them and popping right. them.
I know, but I'm saying, what are they getting? Is it like a drunk feeling?
It's like a real giggly feeling. I don't know. I was giggling earlier in the day, but
right.
I was not giggling at 9 o'clock at night.
You were definitely giggling when you texted me that the Giants were going to house.
I said win big, right?
Yeah.
Well, the Giants are choke artists. They should have won a freaking game. But it was the worst feeling in the world. I'll never do a gummy again, ever.
There's you no didn't need, get to huh? enjoy the pork chuletta. It sounds amazing.
Did you even get your entree, or you left before?
I didn't even order.
You didn't get anything.
I ordered a glass of water. I was just chugging water, and I was just looking at the guys going, I can't be here for another hour
water.
And a half or 2 hours.
There's no
water.
Way.
I said, Carl, I'm out of here. I got to go. Walked out of there, stumbled out of there, got on the shuttle. I was in bed by 8:45.
Typical.
And then the uneventful the rest of the weekend?
Well, he probably learned his lesson.
Yeah,
I'll never do that again. I was fine the next day. Luckily, our tea time was at 11 the next day, so I could sleep in. But we got to Pebble on Saturday, our last day. I was on the range at Pebble. Reggie Jackson right next to me hitting balls.
Oh, really?
How'd he look? Silly?
He looked old.
Oh, really? He is old. Well, he's hit homers in the 70s.
I know. Is he late 60s or is he early 70s?
He's got to be in his 70s, right?
72 maybe? I don't know. Look it up.
How does swing look?
He's 75.
Wow. Okay.
So he could barely bring it back.
He could barely bring it back.
It sounds like my swing.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
when he was
called the Gakes.
Yeah, he looked like Gakes. When he was playing, he was obviously built and he was stocked. You know, he was just big. Yeah. But he wasn't as tall as I thought
he was.
He's
only 6 feet tall listed.
Oh, there's no way he was 6 feet tall.
Yeah, 5'11".
Yeah, he's probably 5'10". He's probably shrunk.
It's not a bad height.
I mean, size to be 5'10".
I know, he just looked a lot taller when he was playing.
Yeah.
But it's the short dude. He was with his wife. He came up to us.
Playing lefty.
Did you talk to him?
Yeah.
He's a noted curmudgeon. Reggie Jackson.
One of the guys that works at Pebble says, Reggie can be the nicest guy in the world, or he could be bitter.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on what the mood is. If he's in a bad mood, you don't even come within 20 feet of him.
Look at me.
But he has a house in Carmel. He lives in San Francisco because he's got car dealerships. But he has a house in Carmel, and he was just there to practice. He did a private lesson, and he put everything back in his truck. He came back into the clubhouse, and he said, hey, how you guys doing? We said, hey, Reggie, what's up? He said, are you getting ready to play? We said, yes. And he asked us a couple questions. Small talk.
Mm-hmm.
But he was very nice. So that was the only celeb I really saw. Kevin Johnson was out there, but I never saw him.
You didn't hook up with Nancy again?
No, I didn't. because Nance always has to leave.
Well, Nance
I assume
was,
he leaves.
Was calling the,
actually,
the
he was calling the Charger game.
Yeah,
so he probably didn't leave until Friday. I probably should have called him.
Yeah,
should call his PR person. But usually, I would think he would leave to go to whatever city he's got to go to Thursday.
I would think Thursday or Friday. Yeah.
Anyway,
Did you get great weather? No issue with any of that.
One day was really windy, but the last day was just perfect. 65.
Right.
Slight breeze. No humidity.
And then is it a big letdown when you get on the plane to go home? When you're like,
oh, yeah. I
mean, is it a big letdown?
It's a huge letdown.
Yeah.
Yes, come on. I work. Of course it's a letdown.
Yeah, I gotta get up at 4:15.
Yeah. No, I know. But I would think maybe you'd be a little golfed out. You'd be ready to go home. I know I would be a little bit.
Maybe he's coming home to his whole empty nest.
Yeah, right.
Depression. Got to talk to Taylor Heineke for a week. So, yeah, I mean, I wasn't looking forward to it.
Got to take a break. We're talking a lot of NFL throughout the show. 800-636-1067. You want to chime in on the Gambit DC listener lines. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC. Brought to you by the DC Lottery. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the show. Junks on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Definitely a nap in my future. I stayed up nearly as late as Matt Valdez because I was sweating the Ravens-Chiefs game. So it will be a nap, probably noonish.
Did it get you a dub? Did you win the pot this week, side pot?
I won the pot. Mikey and I won the pot in the high-stakes league, but my result is still up in the air because somebody who doesn't participate in the pot is about 28 points behind me. He has Aaron Jones and the Packers defense. I have Jamal Williams tonight.
So it's still.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine.
I mean, I should be okay, but I mean, it's
28 points. That's a big number.
It's a big number.
So what's your pot win? How much you win?
We chopped 2K for the week. Now, we lost it the first week, so we put in a K. So it's, you know, it's
the roller coaster.
Swingy.
You got Lamar, though.
Have Lamar.
There
yes.
you go.
Well,
big day.
I was just lamenting some of the fantasy implications of tonight with cakes.
Yes.
And it's amazing how, And Eric's right. I mean, Eric says a lot of times our opinions and our views of sports, especially football, is just purely affected by fantasy.
100%.
And mm-hmm. it is. I mean, it's come to the point now where it's kind of ruling my life. And I'm just looking at numbers, and I'm looking at matchups, and I'm looking at scenarios.
Yeah.
And sometimes you bet against yourself. Well, you root against yourself because you need a guy to do well, but you're playing against that guy in another league. So I need Aaron Rodgers to have a big game.
Woke up my wife by accident because I tried to be disciplined. I was like, I'm going to go to bed at 10, and I'll just look at the result in the morning. I couldn't do that.
You couldn't do that.
I'm watching on my phone while I'm in bed. Just the absolute worst thing you could do. And then I was like, this is just stupid. I just need to get up and watch the rest of the game downstairs and not bother my wife, who has to wake up at 4:45 to go teach a bunch of kindergartners.
Right.
So she eventually wakes up to let the dogs out. She looks at me. She goes, what are you still doing awake? I said, I'm sweating Lamar.
I'm sweating Lamar.
I can't go to bed right now. Mm. I just can't. Physically, I can't. I just can't do it.
Well,
so I stayed up until the end like a big stupid, like Matt Valdez.
I used to stay up, but I've learned it's pretty easy to just turn it off. Now, I don't have thousands of dollars riding on it. So if I had thousands of dollars riding on it, I would stay up.
Yeah.
But if you're just watching it and you're intrigued because it's a great game, like that was a great game.
Very good game.
But I just say, you know what? I can very easily come in here this morning and I can watch the highlights on NFL.com.
Yeah.
If there's 5-minute highlights, it'd be silly.
Before she went back up to bed, my wife looked at me. She goes, you're only staying up this late because there's money riding on
it.
And I said, yes!
Yes!
You're 1,000% correct.
That's just the way it is now. I mean,
but I'm different than you guys because I stayed up to watch the whole game and I didn't have money riding on it. It was just a good game.
I don't understand.
My calculation is, what's the difference between 5.5 hours of sleep and 5 hours of sleep?
Well, not much, but there's a big difference between 5.5 and 7.5. So if you go to halftime,
sure,
you got a shot at maybe 7. If you stay up for the whole game, you're looking at 4 or 5.
But if I was not sweating Lamar, I would have been fine going to bed at halftime. But he had such a dud first half. I was like, he's got to do something in the second half. He did.
Came up big.
Just came out crazy in the second
half. He's butt fun to watch. I don't care what anybody says. He's butt entertaining.
Well, I would, on a normal Sunday, I would have watched the first half and then fell asleep, but I was so tired from the week out there in Pebble that I was in bed at 7:15. I fell asleep at 7:45.
Yummy.
7:45, I was out. Why
don't we go through some of the takeaways as we open up the Junkie Sports page, brought to you by Impress Technology, an SBA-certified hub zone solution provider and Dell Federal partner.
Well, here's another thing real quick before we get back to the Ravens-Chiefs, is sports also rules my social life too.
Right.
I'm supposed to go down to Virginia Tech. It's parents weekend.
Okay. Mm. Yeah.
But the Ryder Cup starts Friday.
Yeah, but it's family. You got to go.
I don't got to go. In fact, my wife and I were talking about it.
I can't believe anybody would ever alter their plans because of the Ryder Cup. But now look,
you just don't understand.
I understand the importance of it. I would never alter my plans because of it.
Because you're not a fan of it.
Well, look, if I drive to Virginia Tech on Friday afternoon, I miss the entire day of golf. I miss the entire day.
Right.
Well, why don't you make your wife drive, and then you can watch it on your laptop?
No, I can't have her. I'm a control freak.
Yeah, control freak. Yeah, he can't cede control of the vehicle to his wife.
That made sense, EB.
We drove to Durham this weekend. She drove the whole way.
Tailgater?
She likes to gate.
Tailgater. Yeah.
Well, you got to break her of that habit.
But does she get in accidents?
No,
I mean, she may like to gate, as you say,
but
if she has a track record of no accidents, I would rest comfortably.
81 is a NASCAR race, but half the vehicles in the NASCAR race are tractor trailers.
Tailgating is fun.
It's just the most dangerous road in America.
It's fun when you're hanging out with Valdez out in front of Xfinity Center and people are shotgunning beers left and right. That's sort of tailgating fun.
Right.
Being two feet behind somebody's bumper when you're going 80.
No, I'm
on
with
I-81,
you.
Not fun.
I'm with you. When we go north to Ithaca, somehow we go through Pennsylvania and we go through like Williamsport. Like, you know, okay. I don't know why it takes us that way. But then you're all in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't sleep when D's driving there because it's scary. Because they're windy roads, you're in the mountains, there are 18-wheelers everywhere.
Yeah.
But this weekend we were going to Durham, and that's just straight south, literally no turn.
Straight shot down 95?
Yeah, and then, I don't know. You veer off at some point on something, yeah, right? And that's butt easy to fall asleep to. Trust me, I slept like 2 hours.
Yeah.
But I get it. You get nervous.
I do. I get nervous all the
time. It's hard to relax.
You just I need more of those
gummies. Then you relax.
No more.
Yeah, 5 milligrams would have been good.
No more for me. But no, if we go, I'll drive. But we're going to talk about it today.
There's going to be a discussion.
Yeah, but look, I mean, we go down there, and our daughter's like, it's a football weekend, mm-hmm. so they do their thing. We'll go to dinner with them, and then they'll do their thing.
You feel like you go all the way down there, but you're not the juice is not worth the squeeze because you're not getting the time.
Well, because because they like to do their social thing on Friday night, so we'll go to dinner, and then I like to go to sleep. You know, I'm not going to stay up late. They'll do their thing, and then Saturday we'll tailgate a little bit, and then they'll do their thing. On Sunday morning, I've got to be up. We'll leave Blacksburg at 7 a.m. because I got to get back here for what? For what?
NFL Sunday.
Because why?
Because you
fancy.
Correct.
Yeah. By the way, I was so mega tilted on Friday night into early Saturday morning because of the 9 p.m. kickoff for the Terps Illini game. I fought the good fight and tried to stay up till the end.
Missed the game winner.
I was passing out my Archie Bunker chair. I couldn't
woke
make
up
it to the end.
At like 12:30 and caught the end.
Oh, yeah.
I fell asleep in the middle.
Saw the game winner.
I was like, oh my God, this thing's still going on. I checked my phone. I wake up immediately. I got to put it on. It was like a minute and a half left.
I was starting to get kind of sized about Maryland, and I understand it's not like the most impressive win, okay?
No.
But
it was actually kind of a
didn't Maryland beat West Virginia? West Virginia beat Virginia Tech. I was kind of going like
you know
doing
what?
That.
It's a road win on a Friday night. That stadium was hopping.
Why couldn't they score though? Their offense was terrible. Illinois. They were
they're not good.
But I don't understand why we couldn't put up more.
Weren't there
points.
A couple fumbles?
I fell asleep in there.
I think
third quarter.
Is it Brett Bielema? Is he the coach?
Bielema, yeah.
I think he's getting paid like $4.3 million to be the head of that bad offense and that bad offense.
Well, look,
he doesn't have
a quarterback. I mean, Peters transferred
he's got to build
in, but
I understand.
Yeah, I mean, Peters got hurt in week one.
Just tells you how dumb those Big Ten coaching salaries are.
They got Kent.
Kent State. Before
Does that one count?
Yeah,
Kent State's a
little. So hold on. So they'll have if they
4-0.
Win 4-0, that we have four bowl eligible wins, and they would only need two more.
Howard counts.
They all count.
Donnie's is telling me they're all counting.
They all count. All
right. Nice. Yeah, some people say that they can start 4-0 and lose their next eight.
Could be.
Hey, well, if Maryland gets a bowl, if they get to six wins, we're having another bowling party.
I'm all about it.
You got to be careful with your fingers.
Tape it up.
Yeah, this thumb.
Here's
very
the thing about the college scene this year. Everyone obviously talks about Bama and Georgia, but you really don't know what teams are good and what teams are bad yet.
Right.
I mean, some of the teams that were. Like
Clemson. UConn is bad.
Clemson can't score.
Clemson looks horrible offensively.
Look
their defense is legit. They got a bunch of NFL players. But offensively,
they
are bad.
Georgia Tech hang around. Georgia Tech is woeful.
Georgia Tech lost to Northern Illinois, who got beat by 60 to Michigan.
Right. Yeah, it wasn't even close.
And Clemson, Georgia Tech had fourth and goal to win the game against Clemson. So you just don't know right now who's good.
Hey, Drabby, did you see Tate Martell got in?
I did. Was he 2 for 6 or 2 for 7 or
had
something?
A couple runs, a couple passes.
Yeah, it's kind of embarrassing. Yeah. But I'm hanging on, you know.
23-year-old junior.
He gets the most runs
so much
in the country on the show.
It's craziness.
All right, got to take a break. Coming up next, 7 o'clock, we hit the Skins here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.